What is up, guys? Thank you for listening. You are listening to the JP Palomo Show with your host, myself. And today, I am going to be talking about UFC 235 that just took place this Saturday at the sold-out T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was so excited coming up to this UFC event for few reasons, and it did not disappoint. Unfortunately, most of the picks that I had ended up losing, but it was a very exciting UFC event. John Jones coming back to defend his belt versus Lionheart Smith, and we'll start with that fight. First of all, before I even begin, let's just say that if you're a big UFC fan, you probably stayed up pretty late that night, because the main event didn't get a good one until about, I think it was 12:30 in the morning when that fight got started. But awesome fight. John Jones completely just dominated, in my opinion. I had picked him to win that fight, and he proved to be just, you know, he outstriking versus Smith. Smith never really got to get his game plan going. So, what else? The Tyron Woodley and Kamaru Usman. That, I had picked Tyron Woodley to win that fight just because Tyron has an incredible amount of power, just knockout punch, and every fight that he's been defending, he's just a top-notch fighter. But Usman, I think, surprised the world that night. Nigeria has their first UFC champion. He won every single round. I was sitting there in disbelief that night, just that Usman just did not let Woodley do anything at that. It was just unrelentless pressure and pressure. Woodley did not look like himself that night. It was insane. And you know, it was crazy. He was the underdog coming into this fight, and he put on a masterclass show. He did what every athlete hopes to do, and that's deliver his best performance when the pressure was at its highest going against Tyron Woodley. So he leaves no questions now. Let's see who's gonna be challenging him now for the belt. The other fight, Robbie Lawler, Ben Askren. That fight, I could not believe. It was a controversial end to that. Robbie Lawler starts out by picking up Askren, slamming in on the canvas, and then just unleashing on him. I thought it was over within the first minute. I was like, man, you know, Lawler's got this, it's done. Somehow Askren managed to hold on and got Lawler in a bulldog choke. And at one point, it did appear that Lawler was out cold, so Herb Dean stopped the fight. But immediately after he stopped the fight, Lawler just pops up and is like, well, yo, what happened? Like, I'm still here. I'm not. So it was kind of weird, because when you look at the replay, you can kind of see that his arm kind of went limp for a second. I don't know if he was actually out and then he came back too, or if he was just, his arm was just looked the way it did. But Herb Dean was right there, right on top of them watching. And he stopped it. And, you know, unfortunately for Lawler, he takes that loss. That was another one of my picks. And he ended up losing. But overall, that was a good fight. Ben Askren, I had actually not heard of him much. I know he came from Bellator, and we'll see what he does. That was his UFC debut, so we'll see where he goes from there. What else? Cody Garbrandt and Pedro Munoz. I had picked Garbrandt, and that's another loss for me, another pick. That was a good fight. Munoz definitely surprised me. I didn't realize. I mean, Cody Garbrandt, his fighting style is just putting so much pressure, and it's got that power. But it just wasn't his fight. Munoz, I think he took him down a couple times, and then ended up on giving him a right overhand right, which took Garbrandt to the canvas, and then Munoz just finished him there. The ref had to step in and stop that fight, but that was another loss of my picks. But it you know, it's it always happens. Like, you, the favorites, like who was it? Lawler was a favorite, and he lost that fight. So, you know, just because you're a favorite doesn't mean you're gonna win. It just all depends what you bring down that night. So that was it, guys. Exciting fights. I'm glad I stayed up late to watch that, to watch that event. We'll see what the next UFC 236 looks like. That's gonna be well, before that we have UFC Fight Night. That's gonna be March 9th. And then UFC Fight Night in London on March 16. Darren Till versus Jorge Masvidal. It's gonna be good. UFC Fight Night in Nashville on March 23rd. That's gonna be a good fight. It's Anthony Pettis, Stephen Thompson. And then UFC goes to Philadelphia on March 30th. Wells Fargo Center. Edson Barboza and Justin Guy. And then UFC 236 at State Farm Arena in Atlanta on April 13th. Wow, I hadn't even seen this card. Max Holloway is defending his lightweight, or actually this is going to be for the interim title, so he's facing Dustin Poirier, which is an awesome fighter as well. Max Holloway, one of my favorites. But that's it, guys. Just had a quick little UFC 235 post fight, and that's it. I will do another podcast here this weekend. Make sure to share and like, and you can find me on Facebook, JP Palomo. I am on Instagram at Vitamar, and please look out for my show on Spotify. It's not on Apple Tunes yet. It should be up there soon, but I'm on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. Thank you for tuning in once again. I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and I will see you guys next time. Thank you.